Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. And guess what? We want to hear from y'all. Call-in number is 347-826-7435. Once again, the call-in number is 347-826-7435. And, you know, maybe you don't want to converse with
call
us.
In.
Yeah, if you don't want to get in your melodious voice part, maybe you can chat with us. You can go into the chat room, www.smoothdrama.com. We got the chat room. You can get in there, get in where you fit in. It's anonymous. We're interactive. We talk that talk and we walk that walk. That's how we do it here at Smooth Drama. We get in where we fit in. Too short would be proud.
Very true. Yep.
Also, social media. If you're on Facebook, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group, myself or Mr. J. He of the endless amounts of chapstick will add you. Once again, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group, myself or Mr. J. He of the endless amounts of chapstick will allow you in. And pretty much anywhere you have Smooth Drama, add us, follow us, and we can talk a taste. Except for, and I got to say this, Brown Sugar, because it's Thursday,
okay.
And I'm filled with a little bit of hate, right? And I know hate's a strong word, but I got to use this strong word. For all you people, yes, I'm calling you people, who are on that webcam BS, look, I have added none of you, and I never will. I don't want that smoke. No. There's the people who follow you on Instagram. Then there's the people who try to friend you on Facebook, or they follow you on Twitter, and they're all webcam people. I hate all of y'all. I'm just saying, I don't want none of it. Nothing that you look, I don't want to see the cam of whatever. You and the underage octopus. I don't care. I don't want to see it.
Underaged octopus.
I'm just saying.
Interesting.
I'm just putting stuff out there.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't want to see it either. I'm so glad I don't have those problems.
Yeah.
I got 99 and that ain't one.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that you can be mad about. That's one of my problems.
I would take issue.
See, and I've said this before. So, women, y'all get unsolicited erotic pics. A lot of times y'all get that. I've heard that complaint. See, we get unsolicited viruses sent our way. I don't want the webcam. I don't want to click on your link. None of that. It's not going to happen, homie. Whoever you are, whatever country you're in, I don't want it. It's not going to happen. I despise you. Despise you. And everybody that hang around you. Everybody. I just wanted to put that out there.
Alrighty. Well, yeah. Everybody, you're on notice.
Yeah.
Let it be known.
Yeah. I mean, y'all are the ones who make me think over the summer, you know what? Maybe I need to expand my coding repertoire and add malicious virus on my resume. That's how bad I feel about y'all. Because I thought about that, but I was like, you know what? I want to code for good. But some of y'all make me want to code for bad. Like, I should just, you know what? I'll accept it, and I'm going to send you a virus. We just going to virus it out. That's how I'm feeling. Anyway.
Virus it out. Okay. That doesn't sound very...
Hey.
I don't know. Too many viruses going around now, so.
Right.
I'm good on the viruses.
I'm gonna put it out there. And I'm talking about that computer one that's going to, it's just going to infect you. Ain't no mask, no gloves, no bleach. None of that stuff can save you. Lysol, That's what I'm talking about. All right. Now that I've got that off my chest. Because it's the apocalypse. That's the apocalypse. The frustration from the apocalypse is just right there for me. And so speaking of the apocalypse and how scrumptious it is, there's a guy from out here, Ian Benjamin Rogers. He was arrested in Napa County, California. He's a far right extremist who's carrying a white privilege mock credit card. He's been charged with possessing pipe bombs. Yes, there's a white privilege mock credit card. Now, I being the guy that I am, you know what? You know what I'm going to do for y'all right here in the chat room? At smoothdrama.com, I am going to put it, I'm going to put a picture of that there white privilege credit card. Yeah, they actually made it. It is hilarious. Yeah, you think about that for a second. That's what we're doing.
To be honest, I mean, there was a KKK card, so they used to have membership cards for KKK, so that kind of doesn't surprise me.
Doesn't surprise you?
No, I mean, to me, it just goes to show that even they know. You know what I mean? It's one of those it's one of those secrets that everybody knows but nobody talks about.
Okay.
Or a certain group might talk about it, but they'll deny it. Like, so everybody's been talking about it for, as far as I know, the last 10 years, if not longer. But they've always denied it or pretended, like, what is that? Like, that's not true. Or, you know, every now and again, you'll get an op-ed and a newspaper and some woman to feel, you know, I'm so apologetic about my white privilege.
Yeah.
Well, so now there's proof.
Yeah, there's a white privilege credit card.
Okay.
Before we go any further,
credit card or a membership card? I mean, like.
It's probably both, but we'll talk about it. We got a caller.
Okay.
Oh, caller. I guess you left right when I was about to bring you on. All right, so the caller that just called in. Hey, if you call back, we'll put you on and let you speak your clout. Anyway, yeah, for those of you who are interested in what it looks like, if you go to the smoothdrama.com chat room, you'll see the picture of the white privilege credit card. And speaking of white privilege, What you know about Casey Anthony?
Only bad things. Only bad things. So.
See.
Yeah, nothing there, good.
There you go. Guess what? Guess what Casey Anthony is doing?
Having another baby, her poor child. I hope
no,
not.
She's not.
Okay.
Hello, here, our caller is on the air. Let me get the caller on. All right, caller, you're on the air. Tell us where you're calling from and who are we speaking to?
This is Kim from Southern California.
Okay. What can we do you for, or were you just calling in to listen?
Just calling in to listen.
Okay, all right. I'll put you back on hold. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks.
All right. We were talking about Brown Sugar's favorite private investigator.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, well, see,
oh,
Casey,
she's a
Anthony.
Private investigator?
Yeah, she's starting a private investigation firm to help other wrongfully accused women.
Hmm.
So,
okay.
if Brown Sugar, you decide to kill one of your kids, I mean, if you're accused wrongfully of killing one of your kids, Casey Anthony will come help you out.
You know, and I kind of have a feeling that that's what it's going to be about. Like people committing murder and then asking her how did she get away with it, and she killed them.
That was the show that was made for her, how to get away with murder.
Yeah. I mean, she did an excellent job.
Yeah. So she's out there and she's. She started it in Florida, and now she's not investigating the 2008 death of her 2-year-old daughter at the time.
No, I was going to ask that. Like, is she going to find out
the real killer?
You know, who killed her child? Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't work out for OJ. So she saw that OJ couldn't sell no books by saying, if I did kill him, here's what I would have did. Remember when OJ did that dumb shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's like, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to investigate all of the other cases of wrongfully accused women.
Okay.
So, ladies. If you're out there and you're thinking about killing your loved ones, I mean, if you're thinking you may be wrongfully accused of killing your loved ones, Florida, Casey Anthony, she got your back.
Yeah, I'm sure she does. I mean, like I already told you how I feel, it's going to be how to get away with the murder. Let me tell you how I did it.
But she can't do that. That's how
Why
you go
not?
To jail. Because that's how you go to jail.
Well, I'm not saying she's going to say word for word. I'm not saying she's going to actually say. But,
I don't know. That could happen.
I mean, I could tell you how to do something without, you know, implying that I did it or I was involved, right?
Maybe. Maybe. But it all remains to be seen. Now, I'm just saying, I'm not talking to anybody who listens to this show, because obviously the people who listen to this show, they're not contemplating murdering their loved ones. And they're not contemplating having to call Casey Anthony because they've been wrongfully accused of killing their loved ones. My listeners don't do that. Doesn't work like that. Right.
Your listeners don't, what, kill people?
Yeah.
Well, okay, never mind. I'm not even going to say that.
Don't do it.
I'm not. I took it back. I'm swallowing it. See, I swallowed it.
All right. I'm glad you ate that.
Yeah, see?
All right. Speaking of eating that, y'all always talk about dangerous places. You know, Australia is one of those dangerous places. So, how dangerous is Australia, Brown Sugar? You have a gauge, 1 to 10. How dangerous is Australia to you?
You know, for me personally, with all the creepy crawlers and weird things, for me it would be a 9. I don't know if you meant like violence. If you're meaning like violence against people, I would say maybe a 4.
Okay. Well, like I said, I've never been to Australia, and maybe I put too much on all the dangerous things like flesh-eating sponges and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, as much as I like using sponges, I couldn't imagine a flesh-eating sponge, but I'm digressing. It's so dangerous in Australia that a chimpanzee at an Australian zoo escaped from its enclosure this morning, but came right back.
What?
Yep. It left. It escaped. The chimpanzee was free. Got out and was like, "Oh man, I'm in Australia. I better go back because I can't make it out here in these streets."
Ah, yeah. Isn't that your issue with caged animals, though?
No.
No. I mean, not the whole, but that's part of your reasoning why you don't like zoos and things like that, right?
Well, yeah.
Because you feel like they belong in the wild?
Yes.
Yeah.
But, see.
So then that kind of proves your point, right?
To an extent. But
yeah.
It's funny because there's a video where it's like, I am going to go back. Like, you escape, you're free. We're still talking about animals being free, right? So you start thinking,
mm-hmm.
you're a bird, you're a chimpanzee, you can just go out there. You're free. And so we just talking about, it took only a few minutes where chimpanzee got out, got free. Looked around, like, oh, hell no. And just knew, yeah, it's some dangerous stuff out here in Australia. And went right back.
Yeah. Or just didn't know how to navigate. Like, what do I do?
Well,
isn't that kind of like the human experience to a degree, Alpha?
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
As far as just like being free and not knowing we're free.
Well, okay. So
I think that kind of happened to us.
All right. So we'll say like there are people who go to jail, and then when they get out, they're like, they're stuck in that time period that they went into jail, so they didn't get to evolve.
Yeah.
Like growing up in the 80s. In the 90s, 2000, and we're in 2020s, right? And so from the 80s to now, it's a huge cultural difference. It's a huge technological advancement, everything. So if I went to jail in the 80s and came out thinking high top fades and my rayon shirts, and you're just stuck in all those mannerisms, whatnot. How do you navigate? Hey,
good rayon shirt.
Hey, bright and colorful.
Yeah, I love my rayon shirts.
Oh, I did too. Trust me,
yeah, my patent leathers, my baggy jeans, and my rayon shirts.
The only thing I wasn't into was that members only jacket. I didn't get it. I just didn't get it.
Yeah, I didn't have. I had a knockoff. It was a cross between Michael Jackson and members only.
Yeah, I wasn't doing that. I wasn't doing that at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so,
well, I wanted it because it was more Michael Jackson than it was members only. So, yeah.
Okay. I get that.
But, yeah, I mean, yeah, because if you've been acclimated to a certain lifestyle for however many years, then, yeah, having to leave that lifestyle is quite scary. And so the chimpanzee, I mean, you know, what was the monkey supposed to do?
Go out and be a monkey.
Where?
Well, anywhere.
Did he see any other monkeys where he... Did he see any other monkeys?
Yeah, she probably just... I don't know. You saw a lot of stuff that was poisonous, though. I know that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And creepy and ugly, yeah. They have a lot of weird-looking animals there.
Well, speaking of creepy and ugly, because we're still on zoos, and since we want to sit there... Mm-hmm. San Antonio Zoo is offering a Valentine's Day promotion that will name roaches, rats, or select vegetation after donors' ex-partners before they are fed to zoo animals.
Donors and ex-partners?
Yeah, so basically, if you have an ex, and you did not like that ex, or they diss you or whatever, you can, as this is a Valentine's Day revenge thing for jilted lovers and scorned lovers, you for $5, you can name a cockroach after your ex before it's served to a larger zoo animal as a meal.
Mm.
And if you're looking to make a stronger statement, Brown Sugar, you can pay $25 to name a pre-frozen rat for their former lover before it is fed to a snake.
Ooh.
Yep. Yeah. And pretty much any herbivore option you can name before you feed it to one of the animals.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So there it is.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, if that's what makes you get through the night or the day, then by all means, you know, if that's part of your healing process, then I support it.
You support it?
I support it. I mean, if that's what gets you through it, yeah. You're not hurting anybody. Nobody's, I mean, okay, so you have, or if I was that person, I would think, I have two choices. I can go name a frozen rat after him, or I can bust the windows out of his car. It's, I mean, you know what I mean? So two choices that will make me feel better, and one is lesser, you know, financially. If I get caught doing it, then I'm probably going to jail, and he's going to sue, you know, and all that. So,
but you ain't jazzed.
I mean, I feel like... I mean, I think we all could be at some point in time, depending.
Okay.
I mean, you know. Are I mean, you know, I would. I don't. I don't think I would. I've never done that. What? Let's say that again.
You busting windows out of car?
No. And that's what I'm saying. I've never done it. And I've never like had the desire to do it. But I don't want to say I would never do it. I don't never say never, because you just never know.
Okay. I hear you.
Yeah. But I've never done it or don't have the desire to do it. So.
Okay.
But there may be somebody out there that does.
All right. So. Well. Yeah. So, I'm sitting there saying, okay, so you bust the windows out the car or whatever, or you can go to San Antonio Or you can just, you probably could just do it online, right? Hey.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Know, I'm going to donate my $5 and I want you to name my cockroach, whatever. So I ask you this because I'm curious what you would say. What do you think about the energy where you put out, I'm naming cockroaches that are going to be fed to a predator or rats that are going to be fed to a predator? You put that energy out there. Does that, yeah, I know we talk about the energy thing. How do you feel? You think that energy comes back to you?
You know, I don't know, because I think sometimes I truly believe in energy and vibes and all that and what you, and karma, but I don't feel like that, they're going to do that anyway, regardless of whether you give it a name. They're going to feed the rat or the cockroach or whatever to the animal anyway. So, I mean, suppose you don't pay your $5 and or you don't do it, but you send out that energy anyway. So I can just sit here and just think about,
Well, but you see,
kids
that's
eating
what I'm
my
saying.
Ex, and I mean.
But that's what I'm saying. So you intentionally put that energy out there when you do that, though.
Yeah, I agree. Because sometimes, not that I get confused, but then you just have to wonder, because people say, or people have said, I'm going to kill you. That doesn't necessarily mean they're going to kill them. That just means that they're angry. So,
is it?
Is that putting it? Yeah, I mean, if that was the case, wouldn't they kill them?
No,
I feel like people who say they're going to kill somebody are the ones that we don't have to worry about. They're just talking. It's the ones who don't say they're going to kill somebody that usually do.
Yeah, but see, this is what I'm saying. As someone who does that, I have never said, I'm going to kill you. So I've used kill in one way. Two ways, actually. One was basketball, and the other is a sexual reference. That's the only.
You're still putting that word out there, though. You're still saying you're going to kill something.
It's a different connotation. And we're going to talk about this a little bit later, because we're talking about connotations. There's talking about, can I kill it? That was a song, but
yeah,
he wasn't talking about murdering people.
Yeah, he was talking about being a rapper, killing the, but I said, I'm going to kill somebody in terms of, I wasn't angry if they, they knocked something out of my hand and I was eating and I said, oh, I'm going to kill you because you made me drop my food, but I wasn't going to look like really kill him.
Okay. All right, but see, I think the intention on this is a little bit different, though. I made a pledge. I'm going to name this thing that's about to be killed. I'm putting it in your name.
And I feel like, I understand what you're saying.
So
I don't know. I guess it's just, I don't know.
It's the connotation. It's all in the intention. I mean, because, I've got songs in my head. It's like, I don't know. There's a connotation to everything. There's an intent in the spirit. And I think there's a spirit behind that. That's just wrong.
Yeah, I think it kind of is. I don't know, because I don't dislike anybody to do that. So,
Right.
So when you talk about things like that, I feel like if that's what they need and if they're willing to deal with whatever consequences come with that, then, that's between them and the spirit.
Okay.
But, I don't ever feel like that. So for me, it's kind of I don't necessarily have like a reference point or like a strong opinion.
Well, it's an endorsement. So, for example, as some of you know, I'm a comic book publisher. All right. And so we get solicitations from time to time. So we got a solicitation earlier this month that was the comic book equivalent of Falling Down. I don't know if people remember Falling Down when Michael Douglas, he just mm-hmm. left his car and just started messing stuff because he was just frustrated because he was in traffic.
And then he was over it all.
Right. So, got a comic book solicitation. Art was great. Writing, everything was great. But basically, it was a white man who was just frustrated with life, and he's hitting people with baseball bats.
Okay.
And hurting and debilitating people. That's the whole book. And I'm like reading it like, wow. I can't sell this book. It'll probably make a lot of money. It's done well, but it's like I have to solicit that energy. Because I have to put that, and I have to sell that energy like, hey, you know what? We can just go out and beat the hell out of people, and it'll just feel good. I literally got that very solicitation. And you know, me and my partners was like, yeah, we just can't do it because it make you sick to your stomach to endorse just senseless violence on people. And so, or mm-hmm. just the thought of negativity towards somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in that.
Yeah, I don't either. But then, I mean, for people that don't care either way, you know what I mean? So if I don't have any feelings towards it being wrong, you know, then I don't have a problem with naming that cockroach Jeff.
Okay.
And pushing Jeff the cockroach, you know. I don't, you know, so, and I think those are the people that would do it. So then it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? The energy doesn't matter because they don't believe in that.
All right. So this is something that is going to be a recurring theme tonight, and we'll revisit this after we come back from a break. This is fabulous. Sickalicious.
G-T-T-O, black star power like B-E-G shows, and you pulling up in the G-T slow, like my ring finger with the E-T glow, I'm that knucker at brother, certified clap knucker, yeah, semi-auto, Mac, fucker, take that, fucker, lay flat, sucker, I'm the Negro, Negro, get every baby can for the month, ego, they say I got the lifestyle and the ego, I'm in the blue things no matter where he go, that homie, that homie, I'm the kid, not that phony, anybody that know me, knows I'm here to get that money, yeah.
Hey, now get that money, keep the rims, bitch, yeah, when it comes to know my mama and they fit inside.
U.S. You just lay down slow, nigga. Know this before this tree pound blow. Big game, big things to lay down low. I'm the pop to too low. The top say the tops on the drops to too low. I shot till I drop when I'm popping new flows. Popping I hop, but don't stop me. You only that you do. That includes making sure silence is on the gap is smooth. Where the end don't even match the mood. And the fuck you pay me at the new. I'm that young boy, that slum boy. And have you saying where you get that from, boy? I'm still leaving niggas at one story. So burn when you hear that gun noise.
And talk that shit to me.
Blocka, 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 blocka.
Give it easy,
baby, but I like shoes and my jeans.
Blocka, 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 blocka.
Always got to get that last one in. So, dumbass of the week. That's the good one, right? That comes from deep in the stomach. That's the one that you can taste. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't like to taste my burp, sorry.
I mean, it's better to taste yours than somebody else's, right? You know, that's
definitely, cool. Yeah. Yeah, I sure don't want to taste anybody else's.
Right. So, all right, dumbass of the week. Mexican woman identified as Leonora A. went ballistic when she found explicit photos on her husband's phone showing him having sex with who she thought was another woman. Without asking him, he attacked him. You know, kind of stabbed at him. Might have nicked him a little bit. He might have nicked him just a little bit. And, you know, he's shot. As he's described, managed to wrestle the knife from her hands and ask her what set her off. Also known as, what the fuck is wrong with you? What's your problem? You know? We go be real about it. And then she said, well, hey, I see these photos. You having sex with somebody on the phone. He's like, hey, that's me and you. We first started dating. You don't remember that? Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah, she recognized herself.
Exactly. Like, how much have you changed? I mean, I know we've all changed as we grow older, we change, but I think I still look, you know, like I did.
You look like you. Okay. All right. So like you wouldn't be like ready to just drop it like it's hot.
Wait, what?
You wouldn't be ready to drop it like it's hot. Just I'm gonna.
What do you mean?
I mean, if you saw somebody's phone and was like, you know what? You in the phone and wait, hold on. Oh hell no! And it's only cracking.
I'm just trying to figure out like at what angle did she see? Like how was she being shown that she didn't recognize herself?
Well.
You know what I mean? Like I will admit that I don't like I can remember what I look like in my 20s and 30s, but you know it's, the memory is kind of you know blurry. I could see it,
right.
But it's kind of blurry. But I think
right.
If I saw a video of myself, I would still recognize something.
Right. Oh yeah, that's my ass. Oh yeah, that's definitely how.
Yeah.
I was yeah. See. That
yeah,
just,
and that's
that
what
just,
I'm saying.
You know what that tells me? You know what that tells me, Brown Sugar? That they ain't hitting it.
What you mean? How? No, why? Oh, well, I don't know. Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, no, I'm saying because, like you said, if you saw yourself in the video, and yeah, there's some videos and some pictures. Like I was going through some pictures on my CDs. I was going through my CDs and DVDs the other day and I found a whole bunch of old stuff 20 years ago. And I'm like, oh man.
The videos of you having sex and you didn't recognize yourself?
No.
I'm just saying.
No, I know all those, but
yeah, I mean
but I'm saying it's like pictures, and it was like, oh yeah, that's me, because I had some pictures. I've got all kinds of crazy pictures, and so I got pictures of me housing my cousin, just in case he's listening. I house him, I house both my cousins, and I house their sons all in the same day. I'm just putting that out there, just in case.
So housing is referring to like out dancing them, right?
No. We was playing basketball. My cousin, you know, we may or may not talk a little shit from time to time. And so we have to shut each other up. And so on that day, people were getting shut up. Yeah, I was out there. But I digress. I'm just saying, you still recognize yourself, because I'm like looking like, oh, I don't remember this picture, but then it's like, oh yeah, that's right, that's when I did my thing and I pump faked and I went down the lane, finger rolled in his face and looked at him like, yeah, you a sucker. And that was it's recognition.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I'm thinking, like, if you have, I mean, like, why wouldn't that, you looking at the video, take you back to that experience.
Right. Exactly.
True.
Right. The video takes you
I mean,
you
talk about energy. That I mean, you feel that energy even through the phone.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm not understanding. Like, I mean, she must have really changed. Like, physically and emotionally.
Yeah. So I know homie like, hey, what set you off? I know he was like, hey, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
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 That's kind of what
I'm
was
sure
doing.
There were some cuss words.
Yeah.
Some cuss like, words yeah. going on both
yeah.
sides.
Right.
Yeah, I feel bad for her, though.
Do you?
Yeah, I do, because, I mean, do you know how you have to feel about yourself not to recognize yourself and then be mad when you see it and then it's you and you're, you know, it's just a whole bunch, it's just a big old mess going on inside of you.
Oh, okay, well, look, don't pull out if you have issues with yourself. That would be my idea.
I don't think they not have even known until she did it. I mean, I'm sure she's like, damn, I need therapy.
If she thought that. Anyway, she got charged. And,
yeah.
So, speaking of getting charged, I don't know if you saw the exchange between Ted Cruz and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Is that about the whole insurrection? Oh, no, the Paris agreement thing.
Well, it was about some game.
You talking about that tweet?
It was some game.
Oh, no, I didn't see that one.
She was talking about it.
And yeah, that's a big deal right now.
Right, and so how it's got this hedge funds and cheating people out of money, whatnot. All the details ain't out yet, so I'm waiting to see what the fallout is, right? So anyway, she said something, and he co-signed on it. Like, yeah, we should do something about it. And she was like, nah, we can't do nothing. She said, we can't do nothing. It's like, you almost had me murdered.
Mm-hmm.
You almost had me murdered. I got nothing. It, so, and here are her words. I am happy to work with Republicans on this issue where there's common ground. But you almost had me murdered 3 weeks ago. So you can sit this one out. Happy to work with almost any other GOP that aren't trying to get me killed. In the meantime, if you want to help, you can resign.
Wow. I detect no lies there, though.
Right.
She's right. I'm glad that somebody's saying it, though. Nobody's, like, saying.
Right. Like, no, dude.
You know.
You can't talk to me. You tried to get me killed. You lucky when I see you, I don't give you that one, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, she's right. And she has that right. And I wish more of them would speak out. I wish the Republican ones would say something.
Oh,
because they
were
going to get murdered, too.
Right. Well, she goes on and says, well, while you conveniently talk about moving on, a second Capitol Police officer lost their life yesterday in the still raging aftermath of the attacks you had a role in. This isn't a joke. We need accountability, and that includes a new senator from Texas.
Mm.
And said, you haven't even apologized. I was like, you go, girl. That's what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
Even though it's sad that he's there. He's one of the people that was like, yeah, go get them. Now you start thinking about somebody tried to have you killed. And see, what was it, last week when we had the caller who called in when I made that reference where I said, hey, look, after you have the knife above somebody, that person that was underneath the knife, they don't care about. Well, this is common in the world. This is a regular practice. I was the one that was going to get knifed. So, as we know, Brown Sugar, those people who were hanging out at the Capitol drinking tea and crumpets, and eating crumpets and smoking joints and all that other stuff in the Capitol building, they believed in what they were doing. They believed it was, they were 100, right?
Yeah, they believed that what they were doing was right. Yeah.
Right. But the people who were on the other side, no matter how noble it looked and how noble it sounded to them, when you were the ones who were in the eye of the storm, you're in the scope, the rifle scope, you probably didn't look at it as the religious experience that they believed it was.
Not at all.
And that's all I was trying to say.
It was not noble.
Yeah, that's all I'm trying to say. I know we put a reverence on things because it happened a long time ago. But at the same time, if I'm laying on the slab and my daddy had me there and he was about to stab me, then God said, "Nah, don't do it," and he stopped. Yeah, I'm still going to be looking at you differently.
Yeah, daddy get the side eye now.
Yeah, you get the side, left, right. I'm probably out. I'm just as a side note. So Miss Cortez was like, "Yeah, homie, your words are doo-doo in my mouth. Leaves a bad taste. You tried to have me killed 3 weeks ago. We supposed to just side. We supposed to have side. Oh, it's okay. We gonna move on. Nah, bitch. We ain't moving nothing." I'm just saying.
Yeah. I wish more of them had that conviction.
Well, so we're going to talk about conviction here, right? So Facebook apologized for confusing the name of Plymouth Hoe and an offensive term. So the name of Plymouth Hoer was removed from Facebook because some users found their accounts temporarily suspended on accusations of using offensive language. Now, we know hoe is a garden tool. It's actually the original term. It's Anglo-Saxon term, which describes a sloping ridge shaped like an inverted foot and heel, as well as a gardening tool. Those were the two main definitions until we started the American language, the American lexicon is slang and can mean whatever, whenever, however. Because it's like hoes now. It's like, oh, use a hoe.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm not an inverted foot and heel. I'm
a
garden tool. But I'm like, Facebook shouldn't have had to apologize. That was the name of the place, Plymouth Hoer. It's like Asians who have names like fuck and bitch. That's my name. Just because y'all stupid with it don't mean I have to be stupid with it. You put the value on it, not me. So you're apologizing because people have bastardized a name and made it something that it wasn't. So which pisses me off on a whole other level. Why? Because that was the original root word, its origin. The etymology is the official term, the origin of the word was positive. It's not a negative. So if I say, "Yeah, man, I was visiting Plymouth Hoer," they like, "Plymouth what? Plymouth Hoer. I was at Plymouth Hoe." It's not negative.
No.
It's not. And hoe is not a negative. It's not a negative.
Well, I mean, that goes back to like when you were saying earlier about the energy. Like, in what context are you using it in? Are you using it in a derogatory way?
Yes, and that's what I'm
but
saying.
If you're using it as a place, then no, I don't understand. I think Facebook is having some issues right now with things anyway. So.
Well, no, there are dumb people. And I'm gonna insult their intelligence. It's dumb people.
So people got offensive.
Right.
And that's why Facebook. Oh.
Yes. Right. It's people.
Oh,
hey,
wow.
Facebook, it's people. And I'm like, what's wrong with y'all? What the hell is wrong with y'all?
That's interesting.
So, I mean, because once again, like bitch. Bitch just meant female dog. Now, of course, people have made female dog into a negative. And it's like there's female dogs everywhere. They're like, why y'all using my name in vain? What the hell? Because, you know, dogs understand what you're saying. And so dogs looking at you like, no, she's not a bitch.
Well, I don't know. Do
bitch.
People, I mean, unless you're in the, like, the dog breeding business, do you even use the term bitch for a female dog? I mean, like, I don't ever call a female dog a bitch.
That's because people have made it something different. They've ascribed a different value and a different energy to it. So people have taken the positives and made it a negative. And they've taken the so-called negative. And so here's where I get mad, Brown Sugar.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, so supposedly we take the negative and make it a positive. It was always a negative. So you're quick to embrace the negative, but you can't embrace the positive. So, for example, you know, the N-word.
Mm-hmm.
We embrace the N-word. I don't, but people embrace it. Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's all good. It's a term of endearment. We've talked about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I always say this. The reason why I'm not really feeling trap music because they call it trap music. It's a trap. I can't. I'm going to say this every week. I can't. I'm not knowingly going to embrace the trap. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Yes, I know. Well, trap. It's not a negative word. No, it is a negative word. If somebody's trapping you, that means they're hunting you. So unless we go start calling it, it's etymology. Oh, it's hunter music. It's music for hunters. Music to hunt to.
Which it could be some of you know, I always keep my mouth closed because we can go back and forth on it because, you know, I don't like all trap music, but there is some trap music that I just love. But you know,
I'm not talking about the music. I ain't talking about the sounds. The sounds are fine. I'm just saying when folks is like, yeah, I'm trap music. I'm a trap music king. I'm a trap music queen. It's like, so you're the queen of traps. You're the king of traps. I can't fuck with you. Because you embrace the trap. I'm not embracing the trap. I don't tongue kiss oppressive words and oppressive energy. And to me, that's what that is. You're tongue kissing it. You like getting in there, sticking the tongue in there. It's flickering. It's all that. You just, I can't do it.
Okay.
I can't kiss it. I can't kiss a trap. That's all I'm saying. So the negativity that it's like. Like my hero Malcolm X talked about how all the negativity in the dictionary that's associated with the word black, that's associated with us, and we embrace the negative, blackballed. But I thought people love blackballed, but you say blackballed is just bad. Black Friday, it was a black day. The dark side, Star Wars. I like Star. I'm like, what's wrong with the dark side? I wish I could shoot some lightning out of my hands. Y'all would get it all the time. I just eat, you know, just a little. You feel that tinge in your booty? You know, Mr. F. the Invert was in the building. He hit you with the dark side.
Uh-oh.
I'm just saying, right? So you see, the dark side, black, there's a negative connotation to it. And I'm like, no, I'm not co-signing on that.
No, and you know, I agree, you know, black cats are bad luck, yeah, all that.
No, they're not. We had a black cat. Kept all the mice out. T.T. was a great cat. Great cat.
T.T., huh?
T.T. Yeah, T.T. and Mimi. The next cat, I got the name of. So, just saying. We didn't have no bad luck, none of that. That's what I'm saying. There's negative connotation to anything that's associated with somebody like the dark side. Oh, that's negative. No, dark side is cool. Ain't nothing wrong with the dark. I like sunshine, too. I like both of them. It's all good.
Well, you can't have one without the other, so.
Right. That's all I'm saying. We just talking about words. What's the etymology, the origin of the word? And so how do we transmit that energy? And it's an American thing. America has destroyed many a word that was cool. Ratchet. So ratchet used to be something that you can be proud of. I got a ratchet set in my trunk. I keep ratchet set in my trunk just in case, because ratchet.
Well,
so,
ratchet is a tool as well. I thought.
Right.
Initially.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Oh.
A very handy tool. You got a ratchet set.
Yeah.
Shit, you good to go. But now somebody say ratchet and oh, it's a negative. No, it's not. I guess if y'all say it. But I'm still loving my ratchet set because I can unscrew any damn thing. And I ain't got to be that strong. I ain't got to be Arnold Schwarzenegger to unscrew stuff if I got a ratchet set. Just saying. Just saying. So, words, origin. What energy you put behind them can take you to a good place or a bad place. And on that note, I'm going to go with my resident wordsmith while we go on break. This is Clay Creation. Felt like rapping.
Flow on point. Lyrical Stephen Curry. Drop an EP. Had your favorite rapper worry. Dwell in the secret place of the most high. Buy clothes in the secret place of the most fly. You can catch me on paper, but meditating with Yoda while bumping the bridges over. My spirit is in the over. Playing wild cat like you ballin' for Villanova. Gentle as a dove, wiser than a cobra. I mean, who in the city really fucking with him? I'm so dope with a scope that when he ducky hit him. Full of adrenaline, winning pen in the mini man, killing these metaphors, these similes and synonyms. Fuck your favorite rapper, I fucking bathe in magma. The skill level is climbing higher than Jacob's ladder. You know what makes me sadder? Bars don't fucking matter. They only live for the IG and Twitter chatter. Every song is a work of perfection. The game is rigged like when Russia has the Trump election. Punchlines hit you right in your midsection. Like tequila worm gnawing at your small intestine. When it comes to the pen, I'm a sick man. That's why I let my bars sink in like it's quicksand. Always known to get shit started, you a sick man. Quick hands like a shot off, you're the switch man. I move like a phantom when I ran at him. He started panicking, cause he know the way I handle them. Twin cannons as anime. Started blaming him, let him off at random. All these rappers started scrambling. Every day the pendulum swings, I'm doing dope things. Everybody knows like a coke scene that there's no hope you can ever cope with our things.
Together you got to move, drummer, smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Clay Creation, Felt Like Rapping. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435. 347-826-7435.
All right. And so, since we've been hating, I've been hating, I guess. Go on, jump into the hater of the week.
Hate. I hate you.
All right. So, hater of the week, 2 14-year-old boys. So we don't have the name, but Ryan Muncy, 31-year-old mother of three, delivering food for Uber Eats, was killed trying to deliver in the suburb of Fort Worth, Texas. So that's the new pizza man or pizza person, Uber Eats. Used to be, remember, the joke was the pizza man, and you know, pizza man, they like, hey, look, we only keep like change for like $20. That's all we got. We don't have more than $20, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, Uber Eats, you know, they ain't got no money. It's like Uber, everybody pays online.
Exactly.
But that's the new dangerous job. That's the new dangerous job.
That's awful.
Anything delivered. They're killing you for that burger and fries now. Ain't even money. That's the apocalypse there.
That's amazing. Yeah.
The bar is really, really low on that return now. So we just killing for burgers? I guess because the bar was low when we talk about when people used to ride the pizza man. But the pizza man had some cash back in the day and pizza. But, you know, Uber Eats, they don't have cash. It's an app.
No.
It's an app. I mean, next thing you know, people are going to be robbing the Uber driver. I mean, we've heard of the violence with the Uber drivers, or not Lyft drivers. But so now all the homies trying to make ends meet in a tough time, you're worried that me dropping off these hot dogs, I might not make it.
Possibly. I don't know. I would never think that. I don't know that people would think that they have money. I mean, unless they're robbing them for their personal items.
Hey, okay, but see, once again, it's Uber Eats. They don't have, and you know, normally they have the symbol in their car, right? The symbol's always on the car. So it's hard to miss them. It's hard to miss them. So, yeah. Really, really low. Talking about how low can you go?
It is.
That's pretty low. Pretty low. Speaking of low, I read that there were reports that 75% of the Louisville police want to quit.
Why is that?
Oh, well, apparently the conditions. It's hard to be a racist out here.
It's too stressful.
Yeah, it's just too stressful.
Mm. Okay.
You know, the good old
days.
Well,
you know, I mean, I feel like that's just like any other job. You can't hang and you find another one.
Well, Well, yeah, I mean, because what we're talking
people
about is
get hired and fired and quit and you know, all the time. So,
right, but we'll say they want to quit because it's a hostile environment. That's okay. Bye bye.
Yeah.
75% that are talking about quitting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably a horrible cop. So,
exactly.
Yeah. Carry your ass. We won't miss you. I'm guessing
and there's no room for your
them.
Nonsense, so they're mad.
Right. Well, that's what you're mad about. Once again,
yeah.
We start talking about the reasons why people do things. So you see, because they were talking about more people got arrested for protests for Breonna Taylor than was for the people who actually were traitors and stormed the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, breaking into somebody's house who's innocent and shooting and killing them and being mad about that is way worse than trying to uproot democracy. Okay.
It is.
Okay. I mean,
aren't we just talking about that most of them won't, you know, be prosecuted, and then there's this one black one that they keep showing that is still, he's in jail while everybody else is on house arrest, so, or
good
let out altogether.
Good for him. No, I'm
yeah,
proud of you, homie.
He's learned his lesson.
No, I'm proud of him. You know what? Do your time. Stick to your guns. Ride for your folks. You know what? Hey, I'm proud of you. Which takes me into Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
All right. So, remember Georgia? Remember Georgia?
As in Atlanta?
Yeah, Atlanta, Georgia.
Uh-huh.
There was some racist letters that was mailed to Georgia residents telling non-white people to leave.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, the police in the city of Acworth, Georgia, are investigating who is behind a trench of racist letters that were mailed to the homes of residents in Abernathy Farm on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Mm.
So, yeah. They said in the letter, "We want this neighborhood just for white people. Out Hispanics, out blacks, out Asians."
Mm.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Huh? Yep.
Hmm.
And so you know what it is? It's like the election, right? Saying, well, hey, we used to be able to determine how power was divided and delegated. And so that's what the argument was at the Capitol. Because, you know, it's hard to be a white dude out here. How so? Last time I checked, it's good to be a white dude.
No, I'm
still waiting to see that mindless slaughter of white dudes on the street. Just because apparently the image that they have in their head that hasn't happened yet, where there's just marauding black, Hispanic, Asian folks just out there shooting and killing up white people, beating them up, intimidating them. raping white women, just smacking people and spitting in their face. Puh, shut up. You know what I mean? Because that's when you hear them talking in anger, and I'm just like, but y'all not losing. Y'all are winning. Even in the worst times for white people in America, allegedly, y'all still winning. Where are you losing?
Yeah, I mean, I would love to have someone say that they are to explain where they are or where they feel threatened. I mean, I could see where they would feel threatened, but I don't think it's realistic. You know, it's kind of like, not make-believe so much, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, the population of white people is declining, so I can see where that might be an issue.
Well, okay. So it's declining because it's not having babies. That means look at somebody that you like and get them pregnant.
For real?
It's that simple.
No, it's not that simple.
I'm just saying, because you see people, we got, you know, the white privilege card, and then talking about, hey, we want this white neighborhood. Look, and if you're worried about white people have babies, look, make some. Nobody's stopping you. There's no.
Well, they can't make babies and still have careers and all that too.
Okay, well, see, that's what I'm saying. So there's no argument. See, because you hear folks saying stuff like, there's a black dude that's smacking the dick out of the white woman's pussy right before you about to get in. Like, wait, no! I need to get in there. That's not what's happening. I'm just saying, you know, if you want white babies, make white babies. Just make them. Find you. Because we saw them rallies. There's a bunch of y'all there. Somebody need to hit it. Instead of the Trump rally, you should have had the Trump orgies. We're going to make these babies. That's what we're talking about, right? That's their argument. Like, well, it's white babies. And blah, blah, blah. Look, then make some. Make some. Right, because you get mad at other people for actually liking each other and having babies. It don't make sense. You blame them for having babies, but y'all don't have babies. But it's somebody else's fault? I said, I have yet to, and I don't think that this is on my bucket list and won't be. And I'm going to ask you this, Brown Sugar. Have you ever thought about, like, I'm going to stop a white woman from having a white baby. Have you thought about that? Is that on your bucket list?
No. No.
I mean, you ever thought about, like, discouraging every white man that you've ever worked with? Like, hey, man, I don't know why you're trying to have babies. That don't make sense. Have you ever done that? Thought about it? Not one time.
In fact, until you just asked me, it never crossed my mind to do it.
Yeah, until I start talking about it, it didn't cross my mind to do it. But I hear it, right? It's like nobody's stopping you. As I said before, I don't know anybody who is smacking the white dick out of the white woman's hand or vagina. I know nobody that's done that. There is no KKK. Well, they do say Black Lives Matter is like KKK. So maybe that's what Black Lives Matter has been doing, Brown Sugar. they've been doing like Drop Squad. It was that old movie Drop Squad. Remember they were supposedly taking sell out Negroes off the street.
Yeah. And so reprogramming them.
Black Lives Matter is breaking into white people's houses. And it's not Bigfoot. Remember I said it was Bigfoot that was stealing white women and murdering them and blaming white men?
Yeah.
So maybe it's Black Lives Matter activists masquerading as Bigfoot, stealing all the fertile white women and leaving only infertile white women on the streets. And that's why the birth rate is going down.
Possibly.
So I'm amending my theory. So, public service announcement to all my Black Lives Matter people out there who are kidnapping fertile white women and keeping them away from fertile white men. Stop what you're doing. Stop it. And I apologize for telling people what you're doing, but you know what? They was going to blame you anyway, so here it is. So now we know. Now we know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I mean, for example, we talk about racism, right? So, because I ain't even going to go into that whole privilege thing, but Stephen Huffman, the dude that's leading the state Senate's health panel from Ohio, he's the dude that suggested that black people are disproportionately vulnerable to COVID-19 infection because our hygiene practices are lacking in comparison to that of our white counterparts, who may or may not wash their legs on a regular basis. Mm.
Legs? So we just leave washing everything but our legs?
See,
so we're not now, washing nothing. We're washing everything but our legs.
But your legs.
And so our hygiene is under par.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why COVID was more prevalent in the black community.
I mean, he could have said your feet because, you know, nine times out of ten, that's pretty high. But, you know, a lot of people don't wash their feet when they're in the shower because they just feel like the soap. It's funny, like about, I don't know, 20 years ago, I had this conversation, well, this argument with several people that they didn't trip off of washing their feet in the shower because the soap, you know,
it hit
ran down.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But, yeah.
So I can see him saying feet or underarms, you know, something we may or may not, you know, think about sometimes behind our ears, but our legs.
I guess, but I know plenty of people who don't wash their feet. I know plenty of people who don't wash their hands. I know people who don't wash because you can smell them, and it's okay. Yeah, but this dude is the state's health panel. He's the Senate health panel. He's on it. He's leading it. That's that thought is what's in charge. That's what's in charge. It's kind of funny. I mean, for another example, Republican chairwoman of the election board in Gwinnett County, Georgia. You know what she said? She needs the election rules to be changed so that we can win.
Okay.
Alice Olenek. She said we just need to change the rules so we can win.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, they ain't talking about doing the right thing. It's just like, look, we just need to change the rules so that we can win again. And because we're tired of having to share power. Doesn't make sense. Yeah. So,
okay.
Segue into something that doesn't make sense, but does. Cicely Tyson.
Yeah.
Legendary actress Cicely Tyson.
Yeah.
Has transitioned on. I remember my first movie, Cicely Tyson, that I saw she was in was the Mary Jane Pittman.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, she's starred in more movies than you can count. I mean, she was always a dignified voice. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, remember her talking about, I'm not taking roles where I'm not a human.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, she said that was what she was most proud of. Yeah. And she said, I would not accept roles unless they projected us, particularly women, in a realistic light and dealt with us as human beings. And so that's Mary Jane Pittman. She was wonderful in every role that she was in. She made me go back and watch How to Get Away with Murder when they put her on the show. Because I had stopped watching it.
Mm-hmm.
She got on there and I had to watch. Because
I didn't watch.
Well, there was a presence that she had. Right?
Definitely.
It was the presence.
Because she was the epitome of being a lady, not just a woman, but a lady. Having
class.
Poise and grace. Yes,
yeah.
And class, definitely.
And so we're talking about in her late 80s and 90s, she was still acting her ass off. And remembering lines. Sometimes I can't remember where I sat my watch down at, right?
Mm-hmm. Or why you walked in a room.
Right. You're just like, wait, hold up. Here for a reason. But she spit off lines.
Exactly.
That was an amazing woman. And the world is definitely lesser for her moving on. But we still have those gems that she gave us. And that never goes away. So we can only hope that we can get the new Cicely Tysons in. And that she always remains the gold standard, platinum standard. Whatever is worth the most, that's Cicely Tyson.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And on that note, for Miss Brown Sugar, I am Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. You want to continue the conversation? We are in the chat room at smoothdrama.com. Come in, be anonymous, speak your clout. We'd love to hear from you. Other than that, peace, love, and hair grease, and we will holler at y'all next time.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.